she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
Hammond, you must think I'm behind the times.
All I said was there's been lots of changes in my wash since the war started.
Well, mine's changed, too. I've got lots more work clothes to wash now with my husband and that defense plan.
That's what I said. And the white pieces are a problem, too. Why, my boys get the towels twice as dirty now since they started in that machine factory.
And don't forget the rayon slips. They need extra care now. You know, wartime colors and dyes are different.
Sure. Everything in the wash is different. That's why I say, how can you expect last year's soap to do this wartime wash?
Well, what am I to do?
Do what I did. Change to Dove.
Dove? What's that?
Why, it's a new kind of granulated soap, and it does all three kinds of wartime wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything.
Oh, ridiculous. How can this one soap do all that?
Well, Dove really does it. You should see how it sails into that stack of dirty work shirts.
Remember, I don't like scrubbing.
Neither do I. That's why I like Dove. I've never had any soap get clothes clean easier. And that's a blessing for the white pieces, too.
But I want my towels and linens really white.
Well, so do I. And that's the way Dove does them. Why, my linens and sheets come out just dazzling. There's not a whiter wash in the neighborhood than mine.
But you said you use this same Dove for your rayon slips and nicer colored washables.
Of course. That's the amazing thing about it. Dove has the extra safety you want now for those wartime colors.
The way you talk, you think Dove was made to order for these wartime wash days.
Well, it is. Because Dove gets work shirts clean, towels white, yet it's extra safe for those changing wartime colors. Safer than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. So change to Dove, D-U-Z, today. For your wartime wash, Dove does everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Sometimes it's important to know when you're defeated because the defeat can be swallowed up in a more satisfying kind of victory. This is true of Mrs. Jerome. And Molly Goldberg is beginning to feel that Rosie's future may have some way out that may mean more than an immediate marriage to Walter Jerome. Just how the Jeromes are straightening out their affairs, we learn today as preparations are made to move Mr. Jerome back to New York. Listen.
Well, Molly.
Wait, Jay, darling, please. Dr. Cade is coming to the phone.
Fine to do.
Hello? Hello, Dr. Cade? Me speaking. I personalize Mrs. Goldberg. Yeah, I know you're busy, doctor, but I have to say, Mrs. Jerome wants to take Mr. Jerome home. Just one interrogation, doctor. Do you think it's possible? Huh? Well, they're getting ready now. Uh-huh. All right. All right, doctor. Thank you. I appreciate that. Do so. Very well, doctor.
Well?
Very well. Very well. He's coming over, Jake.
Does he think it's possible?
Well, if they can make the express and get a Pullman drawing room, then maybe it's possible. He's going to try to see if the special train will make a special stop here, and if he can buy it for a drawing room, then it's possible. Go up, Jake, dear, please.
Is it possible to get a timetable?
Dr. Cade is arranging to hold up the special, and if there's a drawing room, Mrs. Jerome, then...
Thank you.
Jake, darling, go up, dear. Does Mr. Jerome need some help?
Walter is helping his father.
I'll go up.
Go, dear. Go, dear, darling.
He's very sick.
Mr. Jerome is very sick.
He means more to me than you think, Mrs. Goldberg.
How can I know how much he means to you? If he means less than other things, then he doesn't mean enough. That's all.
Only my son meant more.
You really believe, Mr. Jerome, that you ever did anything for your husband or for your son? Excuse me. I mean, all your sacrifices, all the labors and all the worries were done, if you'll pardon me, only for yourself. But no one likes to admit that they live for themselves only. So they take the lives of other people and they use them for an excuse. You say it's for you, Walter, that I do this. It's for you, Walter. And then you tell him what to feel and you tell him what to think and you tell him who he should marry. And in him you accomplish your own ambitions.
Doesn't every parent...
No. No. No, indeed not. A real parent looks at her child and she says to herself, well, what is in my child? I mean, what is in his character? What can he be out of his own soul, out of his own, how shall I say it, out of his own being? And the parent looks to see what it is, and then he brings it out. She doesn't try to put something in, but to bring something out. But excuse me, Mrs. Jerome, but you...
I say you're right, Mrs. Goldberg, suppose you were right.
Then take heed, Mrs. Jerome. Then take heed, because the answer is easy. When a woman reaches her middle ages, if she doesn't have the love of her husband and her children, then indeed she's wrecked on a desert island of unloneliness and loneliness and unhappiness.
I suppose all this means that Walter should marry Rosie.
That's what you think, Mrs. Jerome. Then you didn't hear a word that I was saying to you.
Molly!
I'm coming, dear. I'm coming. Rosalie?
Mama, darling.
Come here, Rosie.
Go in there. Jerome wants to talk to you.
Sit down, Rosie. You promised my husband that you would marry Walt.
Only because I thought...
I want you to make that promise once again to me. Promise me that you'll marry Walt.
Father wants you.
Yes.
Rosie.
Yes, Walt.
My father told me what you promised him.
Walter,
I know. I know you promised him because he was ill.
I only did what
it's
I...
It's all right. It's all right, Rosie. You didn't make that promise to me, and therefore there's no promise to keep. You were confused. That's only because I was confused, too. Now there's Mikey. It's better for your weight.
What?
That's what you really want. I know it, Rosie. I can understand it. And that's why you'll understand what I'm going to do. You know, I got a deferment for about 6 or 7 months, but I'm not going to wait, Rosie. Rosie, when you begin to understand your own life, you don't just learn about one little thing. Everything seems to fall into place at once, and so... So I'm not going to waste those 6 or 7 months. It's for myself I'm doing this, Rosie. But also it's for you. And it's for my father and mother. Make them both realize that they can't quarrel over my future when my future's being decided by the whole world and myself. You know what I mean, Rosie?
Walter,
I've decided to stop thinking of myself as something special about whom everybody has to make delicate adjustments. That's what was always wrong, Rosie. Because I'm no better than Mikey or Sammy or... Maybe I'm worse.
You aren't, Walter. You aren't at all.
Hello? Oh, yes, Dr. Cater. All right. Thank you. Thanks. Goodbye. The special's going to stop at the station.
Walter.
Dr. Cater just called, Mother. The special is going to stop.
Your father's very happy, Walter. He wants to see you. Tell you that himself. Rosie, go up, dear.
All right.
Should I say I'm sorry, Walter?
You want to?
Yes.
Then there's nothing to say.
Only that I agree with your father.
About what?
About Rosie.
You mean you don't mind if I marry her?
I mean, I think you should.
Why, Mother? For Father's reason? Because you think Rosie's going to help me to be something better than I've been?
Is that why you want to marry her?
I've had so many reasons, I don't know which one of them is truest. But I love her, and I suppose that's the only one that counts.
I'm beginning to realize that that's true about everything.
But when you love someone, you hope to give him something better than the least that you are.
I'll do everything I can to help.
Who, Mother?
You and Rosie.
That's what I want to tell you, Mother. You can't help Rosie, and you can't help me.
Do you resent me that much?
Not for any reason like that, Mother. There's only one person you can help, and that's Father. You can help him by remembering that while you were right to work so hard for the money that you've made, he was right about what money is for. You need him, Mother.
But what about you, Walt? Can't you forgive me?
Mother, I don't have to.
I mean, because if you marry Rosie,
I'm not marrying Rosie now. Not now. I've got something else to do first. It's a thing that includes me, whether I want it or not. Only, I do happen to want it. Understand, Mother?
You have it, Thurman.
I'm forgetting to remember it.
Walter.
Oh, Mother, please. Please. Sit here, Father.
Sit down here.
Thank you.
Tell your father, Walter.
I know. Rosie told me. It's good to know that there are things so much bigger than we are. Isn't it, Bertha? It's good to know that there are things that don't wait for us to answer yes. Or no.
But no matter how big the world is, when all is said and done, it's the people in it who have their own lives to live. And Rosie still has her own feelings about Walter and her own confusion about Mikey to think about. They both love her. And she, well, whom does she love?
You know, if I were conducting a kitchen quiz, I'd ask you this. Are you using a halfway soap for dishes? You are if it's a bar soap because it doesn't have real speed. Or if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on kindness for your hands. So I say forget such halfway soaps because New Does is here. Yes, at last here's a new kind of granulated soap that goes all the way for dishes. You know, New does everything in your wash. And believe me, it has everything for dishes too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness for your hands. In fact, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands this extra gentle care. Just notice how nice and soft they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet see how fast this same Does cuts grease. No soap made can beat it for speed. So let Does bring your dishwashing up today. Try it today. You can tell by the suds just how different Does is.